October 30th, 2010, and the recorder is started.
Who's that?
Bud. Kitty.
Okay.
Ernie. Patrice.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'm on.
Good, how you doing?
All right.
Are you excited about Tuesday?
Yeah.
I can tell you. Tuesday. I can't wait till Tuesday. They say it's very close in Nevada.
Oh, they're close all over the country. In Nevada, California, Washington State, Connecticut, Ohio. Jeez Louise, it is huge. Did you let her? Go ahead. You were going to ask?
Oh, no, I don't have to ask. I found my answer, sorry.
Okay.
Alaska, Delaware. We need to turn up the heat. You have noticed, if you've been watching at all, that both sides, all sides I'll say, have picked it up in high gear. So, what do you think that means we need to do?
We need to burn these motherfuckers badly.
We need hyperdrive. If all of us are here, then we need hyperdrive.
Now, are you leaving tonight's blast?
I don't know. The assignments have not been passed out.
Okay.
Why are you out here?
Because we need Kitty's energy to pull a lot of this off. That's why.
Well, I'm in it to win it. So wherever I'm at, I'm going to be giving it 150%.
Hello?
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Bobby.
I've got some team assignments that I think are about as good as we can get. So the importance of the state, for instance. Alaska, we need to pull Miller out. Make sure McCursky, or whatever her goddamn name is, doesn't get in. On California, because it is so important, I'm going to put Eric and Ross on both lines. But they did a hell of a job on Earl. And I'm going to put Coco in Colorado. And I think Delaware, you ought to take that one, Kitty.
Okay.
And the only house race that we're arguing at this point, other than in California, where we got a house and Senate, is Massachusetts. Dave Schiffel doesn't like Barney Frank at all, for a lot of reasons, for queers either. I think Dave can handle Massachusetts without any trouble and defeat Barney Frank in the House.
Okay.
Then because Nevada is a real critical, although there's a single race in it, it's still a critical race. I want to put Pete and Diane on. And New York, to get Paladino elected, I can put Bob on it. And Ernie, you can take Ohio, because that's a scattered bit of a... Yeah, we just wanted to go conservative. Washington, I need Patrice to get in there and support Jesse. So
That's all the
more than just yes, more than electing Jesse in Washington. We got that goddamn, what's her name, Kitty?
Patty Murray.
Mr. Murray, that's what the hell out.
The most ignorant dolt of a bitch that ever walked the face of this earth next to Pelosi. You could change the face mask and they're the same. Patty Murray is in the Senate. She right now, as it stands, is fourth in seniority. If Harry Reid goes down, she moves up to third. And she's on some crucial committees. So Patty Murray and her staff, she is so ignorant and stupid that her staff keeps her locked up and doesn't let her say a word in public. Yeah, that's how idiot she is. She's not going to say anything. So Patrice working with Jesse, not only Jesse wins her race, but Dino Rossi stomped the hound and hell out of Patty Murray.
Yeah.
Dino Rossi, Tea Party favorite, has got to beat Patty Murray. And remember, the thing is, she's a shoe-in, because Washington State is typically blue.
So, yeah, and I'm going to assign Creek, Kitty, and Shiloh to be assistants on any one of them if you need extra firepower when you're doing it. You need some help, just get a hold of them. Any one of them will do. It's only going to be between now and election.
I'd like to talk to Patrick and Shiloh about helping me with Delaware and throwing Connecticut in with it.
Robbie, could you go ahead and review get those assignments down so I can have a record of them?
Yeah, I've got a quick list over there, but it isn't accurate yet. So that's right, we've got Connecticut, we've got to get in there too.
Yeah, that's Blumenthal and Linda McMahon. I don't know how those people can even think about counting Blumenthal close. The son of a bitch lied about his service in Vietnam. At five different times, he said, well, I served in Vietnam, and he did not serve in Vietnam. Past that, everything out of his mouth is a goddamn lie. Why are they even thinking of arresting him?
Yeah, that's the non-existent Vietnam service. Hello?
Hello, Bob here.
Oh, hi, Bob.
How are you?
Oh, fine. Why someone would want to do him non-Vietnam service about that one, if you follow me. And that's the nearest thing the son of a bitch has come up with is the truth at all. He was in the service during the Vietnam era. That's it.
Yeah, he apologized, and it's all right now.
Let those of us that wear CIDs, and you don't get that. You don't get that. Hi, Don.
Listen.
We've got some team stuff we're talking over right now. We need some teams to work on these individual states. We want to put Bob on New York, and Coco, we want you to take Colorado, so that our people win. I think New York is pretty much pretty good, isn't it?
You're cutting out.
New York is down to pretty much the case of governorship, isn't it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and all the important House races, Charlie Rangel, Chuck Schumer, in that ilk. But, they've already said that you can't do anything about Rangel. You'll have to just face criminal charges. From his stupid to unvoting.
Well, he comes up for trial after the election, so we can nail his ass then.
Yeah.
Instead of wasting energy trying to defeat him now. now we don't want any Rhino Republicans, and we'll point those out if you need it, and no Democrats.
Those
bitches are communists.
They've been gobbled by the progressives. The Democrats have been eaten. They're eaten and digested communists. So,
yep.
Democrats completely out. And then we'll start working on the rhinos. And meanwhile, by the time that 2012 rolls around, we will have created another party of some kind. Conservative constitution, some kind of way or another. I have a feeling there's going to be the emergence of another party that cannot be co-opted.
Well, there's a couple in place that ought to be clean, but the socialists have already moved in, so they got to be moved back out, which would save the other two parties if they got rid of the communists. Yeah, who was that, Jesse?
No, Bob.
Oh!
Denny?
Yeah, I got a break in between, shall we say, student counseling.
Mm-hmm.
We've got report cards closing next Friday, so it's a royal pack to see if he gets to keep his Raging Bear membership and try to get another one. This is a no pass, no play state.
Okay.
You get 169 on your court card and you are ineligible for everything in sight until you get a passing report card.
I have a question.
Okay, in our invocations here it says Democrats, Socialists, and Vote Clause. Why not add the word communist?
Because a socialist is a communist.
Oh, okay, we're just using that one in the same.
Yep. As a matter of fact, I've come up with a title for, it's called a Klan. And it takes in Marxists, fascists, communists, socialists, progressive, and any other freedom name they come up with. It's called a Klan, C-L-U-A-A-N. It stands for Communist Living Under an Assumed Name.
By the way, what's Tuesday's schedule for this grouping?
We're going to get started early because we've got people like Bob in New York, and we want to be there and start whenever the polls close in New York. Although they won't start running data on the election until the polls have closed, at least in California.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of East Coast. We got Rosie in Virginia, and we got Schiffel in Florida. Bob in New York.
Yeah.
So we got some East Coast concerns.
Right, but each of the states polls may close at a different time. As a matter of fact, there's two different closing times in Florida alone.
Yeah.
Some polls close at 7, some at 7:30, local mean.
Yeah, we got 7 to 8 around here, too.
Yeah.
Depends where you are.
How very kind of stupid.
Yeah, the major cities there want to stay over longer.
Okay, Bobby, it's 8:04.
All right. Kitty, if you've got the new update, if you look in your emails, there's an update and a correction. Go to the correction, and it has it all there.
Okay. I'll follow on everything to look at.
I'll hold on a parameter, so go for it, Kitty. You may fire when ready.
Okay. All right. Death, please remain in attendance and join us where you can. Intruders and one world government monitors, beware, your eternal soul is hereby condemned and without appeal, except to the Supreme Lord of all High Lords. On the Yasama Delia, on our authority, assume they all longer all energy here. Sirius. Make a body of light and charge it with the planes of heaven on my command. Astaroth, Idea, Hakama, Astana. Now, charging the body of life with the great element in Astana. Akasha. Now descend, pausing to take control of each plane's energy on my command. Astana, Akarma, Idea, Estera, Astera. Now, send your body of light as an angel standing in the sun and charge it with all sun's energies, burning off any remaining negatives. Make a full sun link and return and attach your body of light. Now, send your body of light to the center of the sun and with either hand, squeeze a little handful of black fire, taking as little as a hard crushed fist will contain, a few molecules of good. Retain your grip on this black fire until you insert it. Alright, Blue Storage Manifestation. Materials, link hands. Project your belly ball, your spirit manifestation. I've disconnected from you and fill it with the black fire. Load it up. It's radiating. Radioactive. Prepare to charge it with this invocation of testimony. Curious, repeat with me. By the righteous powers and holy authorities of my own I Am conscience, I, Catherine Ann Malone, a true and righteous daughter of Aturia, servant of Supreme Lord of all High Lords, El Aku, Eliah Asher High, he that is called by the name of the Most High, call forth and summon all the energies, forces, powers, authorities, frequencies and momentum of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth in all creation, from all the holy realms of all the heavens above all the earth, from all the realms of all the earth, and from all the depths beneath all the earth, and all eight divine winds thereof. Here and now, come forth into our presence, do our bidding, and you shall deny us not. And by our own righteous powers and holy authorities, we summon Archangel Raphael, the East Wind Apollosis, the Servant Wind Eura, Holy Bahaliel, and Holy Cerebotes. We summon Archangel Michael, the South Wind Note, the Seventh Wind Lite, Holy Nathriel, and Holy Yehuel. We summon Archangel Gabriel, the West Wind Zephyros, the Seventh Wind Skyron, Holy Aniel, and Holy Hamile. We summon Archangel Uriel, the North Wind Boreas, the Seventh Wind Kaikias, Holy Belhai, and Holy Thorlock. We Uriel, ruler of all the binding, and on the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. Archangel Raphael, ruler of all the listening, in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. We summon Archangel Raphael, first guardian of all the holy anointed witnesses in their generations, communicator between the holy altar and the ark of the covenant of the Most High, servant of the Most High Lord God of all creation and the first I Am. We summon Holy Ben Nez, guard of the main gates of the east wind, Pluel, guard of the main gates of the west wind, Guriel, guard of the main gates of the south wind, Albion, guard of the main gates of the north wind, Holduka. And by our own consciousness, we require all of you here and now to hear and immediately manifest in earth our commands. Now enter into our spirit manifestations and separate them and yourself from us. Receive into the spirit manifestations all that we now command you. East wind Apollotes, east servant wind Europe, south wind Nope, south servant wind Lype, west wind Zephyros, west servant wind Skyron, north wind Boreas, north servant wind Kaikia, and all essences of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth are here and now removed from all who intend to vote Democrat or socialist now and forever. East wind Apollosis, east servant wind Europe, south wind Nope, south servant wind Lype, west wind Zephyros, west servant wind Skyron, north wind Boreas, north servant wind Cassia, and all essences of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth are here and now invested and manifest in all Democrats and socialists that they see only demons among themselves. All Black and Hispanic voters clearly see Barack Hussein Obama as the real enemy. Tea Party independent voters, not fooled by fake constitutionalists, nor vote fraud. United States citizens in enraged revolt against all Democrats, socialists, and vote fraud. Money, media, and vote fraud not a determining factor in any 2010 election. All socialists and vote fraud defeated in 2010 elections. True constitutionalists prevail in all 2010 elections. All political parties exposed for their demonism and vote fraud. All union memberships vote conservative. All Soros-funded media and community organizations self-destruct. All damnations of the Most High be upon all socialists.
here and now to cause to be immediately manifest in earth. And you shall deny us not by order of Supreme Lord of all High Lords, El Haku, Elijah Kasher High, he that is called by the name the Most High, Aturian, now, place your belly ball manifestation in the very center of Omaha, Nebraska. Fill them up. Okay, now expand it to 6,500 miles in diameter. Okay, pull it. That's 3250 in every direction from the medium, from the center point. It's down into the earth, up into the sky, in every direction, north, south, east, and west. All points in between. Add fire. Add some goddamn fire. Expand it. Use bubble in all directions, covering Alaska and Hawaii. It's going to include Canada, Cuba, Mexico, and Northern South America, and of course all the water. Everybody on a boat, everybody on a ship. Expand it. Fire. Put it out. We're almost there. More. Hot. Okay, now study it for a minute. You can see, look inside, see all the energy working. All the Democrats and all the socialists being damned. Everybody catching vote fraud. Not a goddamn vote did they get away with for fraud. Black and Hispanic voters clearly see Obama as the enemy. Look at it. See that energy. Two constitutionalists prevail. Look at the Democrats and the socialists seeing demons among themselves. Say it. Now add some more fire. Heat, expansion. We will crush them. All right. Got that thing spread out. Got it good and solid. Charged. With all the Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth, ready? The period, on my count. 3, 2, 1, break! Now, prepare to recharge. Clean your body and life. Take a deep breath. Easy climb. Hathor, Hathora, Hathora, Idea, Hakama, your power, Hasana, your righteousness. Okay, now charge that body of life with the elements from Hasana. Ready? Akasha, air, fire, water, earth. Okay, before we descend, look at your virtue. Feel yourself. Feel your virtue expanding on the way down. The frequencies are slower and your virtue is going to be bigger and heavier. Ready? Hasana. Hakama. Idea. Astera. 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 Okay, this is the entry plane, the Earth Flying Devil. This is where we live. Notice how big and how heavy your virtue is. Insert your body of light into your physical body and attach it. Now we're going to be using that virtue constantly in our team. It's going to keep a constant thought on our particular job. And by sheer virtue, we will win. Pause up, Mercurius. Job well done. Feel each other. Look around the circle. See each other. Feel that spark and arc in between the pause. Feel the virtue of one another. Feel the virtue as a group. Oh, good. It's almost oppressive. That's good. That's what we want. Turn it up another notch. We want it overwhelming. Take a deep breath and expand your virtue some more. There it is. I feel it sparking, arcing between the paws. All right. We're going to close it out. Bowen, Kesalata, Kisnawan, Busat. We have spoken before the Lord, and he has heard. That which the Lord hears must also be truth and righteous. All is of the Lord, and as inscribed, completed in the forever. Break. Blue sword. Stand down.
You know, what we need to do is take Sunday, once we're through with the lessons, and put each one of these races we're talking about in this kind of a context, like we did the Hellfire, which really did it over for us. And just go through them. Once we got it up, just go through them state by state. We don't have to reinvoke. We can do that. We'll have to get the candidates' names. This candidate wins, that candidate loses. Defeated. We'll have to get into it. And just do that like we did this one.
I pretty much have most of them memorized if you want
to. Yeah, we'll get them.
I'll give you a real good start. There might be one or two that I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this invocation itself doesn't take that long. It's not a
no, we just finished in 20 minutes, and I really took extra 5 minutes on the up and down in the plains, and it's,
yeah.
You know, the virtue is not on the script, but hey, it never hurts to review.
No, it doesn't. And just knocked the living piss out of things Sunday night, and I think with the whole team there, we can get more firepower applied at one time for this thing than we've had the opportunity to do for a while. I think that may be better than, and just give the team so that whenever you have time, put one in their ass. Any thought or direction and against them will work. You'll get some degree of result. That was a good blast tonight, kids. It really was.
Yes, it was.
But
felt like it felt good to me.
Well, the more everybody gets an understanding of the planes, the elements, what the hell you're doing, in other words, what the hell you're doing with, you understand the winds better. The whole thing begins to come together. And you put that in a tight cage where everybody is more or less hitting the same thing at the same time. And it's hell to pay on the receiving end. And there's some people on the receiving end that need all the help we can give them.
I got a question, General.
Yeah.
Can we get some more wind in the kitchen? She's getting so quiet I can hardly hear her now.
Yes, she's down to 11 on the Richter scale.
We know what's wrong about that.
Well, you got the choice. You want intensity or you want super intensity?
Yeah.
You know, I guess I could set the phone on the other side of the house.
If you're going to win this thing, you better put all the intensity you got in it.
Yep.
Of course, Puss Willie is what won't work.
You know, intensity in a whisper. I want those goddamn communists down to the depths of hell to hear me.
Well, I want the communist bastards that wonder what we're doing to them to get online and hear it for themselves, knowing they can't do one goddamn thing about it.
Well, let me just ask, is it too loud? Do I need to set the phone on the other side of the room? Is it coming out distorted?
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine.
You're loud and clear to put it loud.
Okay, well, clear part's what I care about. You know, I know
I'm
loud, and I can be louder.
No, I think it was good. It worked.
Do we know what happens on Tuesday night if we have an awful lot of, shall we say, ICUs visited on Tuesday morning by candidates that are clear arms?
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody thought of that possibility yet?
ICU as an intensive care unit?
Yeah. If we have a bunch of clue-on candidates in ICUs on Tuesday morning, what the hell happens to the election results if they can't accept the oath of office? Well, the first thing, then it goes into the administration process that every state has set up to replace
all. Yeah, you gotta get to appoint them all, and that's the big barrier, yeah.
Well, let's just have a conservative win across the country. I want to turn every state red. Every state. Every goddamn one, even New York. Even California, especially California.
And Massachusetts.
Yeah. Red. We are Assyrians and our color is red, so let's see some goddamn red.
Well, you've already got pink in San Francisco on Barney Frank.
Yeah, well, just
close for no cigar.
Well, that's the kind of thing they don't want.
Don't think the red.
Yeah. Now, if they were blue in the face from choking to death, that would be all right.
Okay. All right, so let me get some kids in bed. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right,
good night, Danny.
Good night.
All right, well, before anybody else wants Bob?
Yeah.
We have, Patrice, Sharon, and Kitty available for assistance, and you're going to need it. You came in on the ass end of the instructions, and to help you paint the state red, all of us are available.
Okay, what is the correct time to come on? Not coming on too late.
It opens at a quarter till.
Okay.
And we usually handle the conversation and business sometime between 10 till and straight up.
Okay.
We like to start at straight up the hour, but we usually give it a last minute or two, not always, but a last minute or two for some of the stragglers that can't get in exactly on the hour.
Okay.
So our business at hand is for the first 10 minutes before the hour.
Okay.
The invocation is liable to start straight up if we're on time.
Okay. I'll get in contact with the three of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're there for cracked open. You'll need it. Yeah. We want a clean conservative sweep across the nation, actually. There's some places
that... Bobby, your toast already cut out.
We need a hard conservative sweep across the country like they've never seen before. We need it in the local state houses as much as we do Congress and the Senate. We need governorships. We need state legislatures, local people up and down the damn line. And then we're going to hold their feet to the fire. As soon as they're in office, we're going to say, "Oh, you son of a bitch, here's what you're going to do."
That would be something new for them.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's just a sample of what I got in store for the bastards. And as soon as we get through this one on Sunday's training, then we're going to hold the, or begin the election coverage earlier. And what we're going to do at that point, anyone that gets elected that we don't want elected, we're going to put a hand zap in them for the want of a better term. You can take the energy out of a copy of the AED and throw it through a television set and hit somebody that's live, and you can see the impact. Takes a couple of seconds, and you can see it impact them. So we're going to be doing that. And the ones that we do want to win, we'll start putting protectives around them to keep the communists at bay. But like Barbara Boxer, when she comes up, win, lose, or draw, she's going to get nailed. So she's one of them that wants, and you know, Harry Reid or Pelosi, any of those that we get to throw out, we're going to hit them while we have the chance to make damn sure they stay out. And even if they win, they're going to do it with us stuck in their ass to no end. This is going to be the worst goddamn session of Congress for liberals that they have ever encountered. It's going to be like Kristallnacht for the Jews in Germany.
Yeah, it's my understanding that we're going to start running liberals out of the country, too. If they want communism, they're going to go somewhere to get it else.
Hey, guys, let me tell you what I heard this morning. It's Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, I was meeting Jenny Murray's DNC senator, who is on vacation. While she's on vacation, she's working the campaign for education as a volunteer, and let us know, let us know that the city that we're in is the last place in the state to have poll voting. And so they have flown lawyers from all across the country here, and people who they think will watch the votes. And from what they're saying, they're all worried. Dino is winning here. A Republican candidate.
Yeah. Jesse, did you get in time to hear the team assignment?
I was in about 8 minutes late, so I don't think I did get the assignment, but I heard most everything in.
Okay, well,
I'm going to make some hard hammer team assignments. You and Creek are going to concentrate on Washington. One, because you have a hell of an ulterior motive, and the Creek has a hell of a lot of firepower to help. Put the thing into the conservative bank where it belongs. And we'll be doing that. Hopefully you can make the gig Sunday too, because we're going to do a hell of a hammer on Sunday.
Now that a girl.
You
ain't happy.
Yeah. Put
the pins in.
Yeah. Now my wife and I might be too while I'm listening, but we all want to be happy.
Oh yeah. We're going to make it happen. Nobody else is. Nobody else knows how. The whole goddamn Tea Party movement came out of our invocation. Oh, we got the documentation to prove it.
When you win, Jesse, I want a t-shirt. Of course.
Up the tree blocks, all our clothing extra large.
So do I. No problem.
And maybe too.
My husband shrinks everything anyways. I have to get it. He shrinks everything.
Yeah. 2XL.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Hey, Tyler.